Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on TikTok.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated. Ooh. And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
Well, today's cattle futures gave some back again. For the most part, August live cattle were the one contract that were higher, and they were up 10 at 102.72. The October, on the other hand, down 45, 106.52. There was some cash trade, 100 to 103 today, to finish the week in the north. That was a pretty good lick there. We're anticipating higher cash, and of course, the August feeder or live cattle futures were above 100, and then to get the cash to confirm it and back it up, that's a great sign. Box beef at midday was up 33 on choice at 204.99. Select up 78 at 192.79. So box beef is inching up. Now the feeder cattle index is also inching up to close to levels from before the pandemic. Now we've sold off in 66 days from about January 9th through the low in April of 66 days. Sold off about 22% or $32.50 a hundred on the index. Now, from that day, from about mid-April to now, it's rallied about $26.56 on the feeder cattle index. So we're not back to where we were before the pandemic, but we've gained back a significant amount in the last 81 days off of those lows, and it's been a pretty steady increase. So that's a pretty good sign long-term.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The OCA Ranch Rodeo is coming up on August 21st and 22nd at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. This event features 12 historic Oklahoma ranch teams in head-to-head competition for bruises and bragging rights. Chairman of the rodeo, Weston Givens, says this is cowboys helping kids.
It's a ranch rodeo with a cause. You can go find ranch rodeos to go to around the state, but there's a lot of things special about this ranch rodeo. What we do with the money generated, we give that money to the Children's Miracle Network.
Tickets to the ranch rodeo are available online at okcattleman.org.
Today's grain futures markets were lower across the board. We had corn down about 3 cents, beans down about 9 cents, and then wheat's down 4 in Chicago and about a penny lower in Kansas City. The wheat market came off the lows pretty significantly here after making new lows for the move. They were 7 cents off those lows, so pretty good sign there. Another factor that's going to be a more of a long-term play for the grain markets is the U.S. dollar index. It's gone from roughly 100 to its current September's at 93.42. It was up today. It was up 65 today, but it's come down pretty substantially over the last couple of months. That should at some point become a factor in our export market. I know it's really increased the price of the metals, the gold and silver, in addition to the amount of money that's been pumped into the economy following this pandemic. That also helps gold and silver, of course. But the dollar going down actually helps us export a lot more grains. If you look at the last time it went down in 2009 and 10, the grain markets were at their all-time highs. Of course, the dollar went to 72 or so then, and we're quite a bit away from that. But a lower dollar does help our export market, which is great. Cotton today gave a lot back here. It was down about 250 points at 62.36, which was pretty disappointing. Currently, the stock market is down about 30 in the Dow, 27.254.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you or not of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.